We're about to take a look at a Gemara that quotes a pasuk from the end of Chumash, and yet this topic is one that I think is definitely a particularly apropos to begin the year and to begin a new zman, post Simchas Torah, of a new round of Talmud Torah. And Mirtzim next week we'll come back to Bas B'chalav and begin what, in a certain sense, like we were saying before, is sort of like the second half. The last couple of siman, tzadi hei, tzadi vav, tzadi zayin, very, very lamasa. To begin a new segment of Talmud Torah with Birkas HaTorah, with the sugya of Birkas HaTorah, Shalom Aleichem, with the sugya of Birkas HaTorah, not only because Birkas HaTorah is what a Jew does before he learns, that seems like an appropriate way to begin the zman. But also because hopefully through digging into the sugya of Birkas HaTorah, we'll learn something. We'll have renewed appreciation, I should say, for what it is that we make a bracha on, and a renewed appreciation for the gift of Talmud Torah. But as I said, it's ironically, although Birkas HaTorah is an opening topic, the Gemara Brachas Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph sources Birkas HaTorah in the end of Chumash. From a couple of weeks ago, take a look at the two dots near the top of Chafal Famal from Maseches Brachas. Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Minayin Lebirkas Hamazon Lachareya Min HaTorah, Shenemra V'achalta V'Savoto V'Rechta. Pasuk in Parashas Ekev, that there's a din daraisa of Birkas Hamazon afterwards. Making Brachas, we show us that Alpi Pashas is only Midrabanan. Later in Maseches Brachas, the sixth parak is dedicated to Brachas Rishonos. There is a fascinating Pnei Yeshua on the opening Amud of Ketzin Mevarchin. Near the bottom, the Gemara talks about Bracha Rishona being a Svara. And there is a very intriguing Pnei Yeshua who wonders if it's a Svara, does that mean it's Daraisa? A good friend of mine, Ezra Schwartz, pointed out that Pnei Yeshua is sort of dealing as sort of a source for thinking about the issue of natural law. To what extent can you have a chi of daraisa based on a svara? But lamaisa, we usually assume that bracha rishona is drabbanah. Certainly, it's not a din daraisa based on a pasuk in chumash. But birkas hamazon la'achareya is a din daraisa v'chalta v'savato v'rechta. Then Rav goes on to say, minayin lebirkas hatorah lefaneh min hatorah. One bracha daraisa is birkas hamazon bracha achronah. The other bracha daraisa, the Gemara presents, is Birkas HaTorah. Birkas HaTorah beforehand. A bracha rishona on learning, Shenemar pasuk in ha'azinu, Kishem Hashem ekra, Havu godel lelokeinu. That if I'm about to call upon the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm about to engage in Talmud Torah, so you should precede that with godel lelokeinu, with a bracha. So there you have it, open and shut Gemara, two brachas, daraisa, Birkas HaMazon after food, further discussion, Rishonim, what type of food is Birkas HaMazon daraisa, only on bread, or maybe it's on Shivas Aminim, but certainly on bread, Birkas HaMazon is daraisa, and Birkas HaTorah is daraisa. Okay, two brachas, Rishonim, seems very straightforward. The first surprise. The first surprise is the Rambam. You look at the Rambam. The Rambam, as we know, before he began the work of writing his compendium, his digest of all of Torah Shvapeh, the Mishnah Torah, he writes in a letter, and he writes in the introduction, that he very deliberately preceded his work on Mishnah Torah with work on Sefer HaMitzvahs. In his humble way, he said he decided that maybe he should first make a list of all the Tariq Mitzvahs. Chazal say the Tariq Mitzvahs. I figure, before I try to write digest of Kol Torah Kula, let me first enumerate all the Tariq Mitzvahs. That way I'll make sure I don't leave anything out in the Mishnah Torah. Okay. So a lot more than just a practical measure to make sure it doesn't leave anything out. It's clear throughout the Mishnah Torah that he saw the Tariq Mitzvahs as the building blocks of the whole Torah, And as we've seen in other contexts, every time he starts a new topic, he says, this Hilchas such and such comprises the following mitzvahs. It gives you the list, Zehu Pirtan, and then he says, Be'er mitzvahs eilu prakim eil. The elaboration of these mitzvahs is the following prakim. He saw all of Torah Shel Pe as an elaboration on the mitzvah. He says that explicitly in the Hagdama to Pirush HaMishnayos. The Taryag mitzvahs held a very central place in the Rambam's thinking about halacha in general. And as we've discussed in other contexts, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, before he even gets to enumerating the 240 mitzvahs essay and 365 mitzvahs los essay, it begins with a list of their 14 criteria, their 14 shirashim, with which you can determine which dinim are mitzvahs. There are many more than 613 dinim. There are tens, hundreds of thousands of dinim in the Torah. The Gemara and the Makkah says there are 613 mitzvahs. Obviously, not every din is a mitzvah. There can be plenty of dinim. There are binding that a Jew is obligated to keep, and they're profoundly meaningful, but they're not mitzvahs. So that's the Rambam develops. Let's see if we can figure out the criteria which are both sensible, maybe even self-evident, and will yield the number 613. Shorish number one is it has to be a din daraisa, because the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 613 mitzvahs through Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says shorish number one is it has to be daraisa, shorish number two has to be Torah Shel Ksav. If it's just based on a drasha, that's a real din, a din that we have to keep, but not a mitzvah. A mitzvah means a pasuk in chumash. Din daraisa, Torah Shel Ksav. There you go. Boom. Fair Shul Gemara. Birk Samazin, based on pasuk. Min HaTorah, based on pasuk. Min HaTorah is that's what it means. Min HaTorah means daraisa and usually also means Torah Shel Ksav. So the Gemara says explicitly, Birk Samazin, Min HaTorah. Birk HaTorah, Min HaTorah. You look at the Ram Sefer HaMitzvahs, Birk Samazin is right there. Birk HaTorah is nowhere to be found. You open up Mishnah Torah. Hilchas Brachas, the one mitzvah daraisa in Hilchas Brachas is Birk Samazin. Rama opens Hilchas Brachas with Birk Samazin. And then he moves to other Brachas, Bracha Achrona, Bracha Rishona, and then non-Birkas Hanen and all the other Brachas. Doesn't tell us anything about Birkas HaTorah being one of the mitzvahs. It's not in Hilchas Brachas. It's not Hilchas Talmud Torah. Hilchas Talmud Torah, he has mitzvahs of learning and mitzvahs of related mitzvahs like being Mechabit, Tamin HaChachamim. And where is Birkas HaTorah? Nowhere to be found. Where is Birkas HaTorah, the Rambam? It's neither in Hilchas Talmud Torah, nor is it in Hilchas Brachas. It's actually in Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Zayin. Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Zayin, is where he gives you all the Birkas HaShachar. So among all the Birkas HaShachar, he says, you wake up in the morning, he says, you go to sleep at night, you make a hamapil. You wake up in the morning, Elokai Neshama. You open your eyes, B'kai Chivrim, so on, it takes you through all the Birkas HaShachar based on Brachas Av Samach. And then he says, if you're going to learn Torah, you make a Birkas. If you're going to learn before Davin, you make a Birkas HaTorah, so on and so forth. Perek Zayin Halachas Yud Yudav. It's not counted as a mitzvah there. He doesn't quote a pasuk. He doesn't say mitzvah same in a Torah, nothing. So strange. So the Rambam left this Gemara out. Very bizarre. Bizarre that he doesn't count as a mitzvah. Bizarre that he doesn't put it in the context of Talmud Torah, of Hilchas Brachas. It's not the Raisa, no pasuk. Very strange. And the Ramban is running Hasagas on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs. And throughout, he has Hasagas on the Sharashim. He takes issue with the Rambam's Sharashim, and he takes issue with particular mitzvahs. And often when he takes issue with particular mitzvahs, he'll say, based on the Rambam's own rules, why did he count this? Why didn't he count that? Why did he count these four mitzvahs as one? Why did he count these five mitzvahs as three? Whatever it is. And then at the end, after he's done with his Hasagas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says he's knocked out so many mitzvahs that the Rambam counted. Now the Ramban is below 613. So now he presents, here are a list of other mitzvahs the Rambam should have counted and didn't. One of probably the most famous one is the mitzvah Dalet, I believe it is, that you should have to throw. The mitzvah Tezvav is Birkas HaTorah. Ramban says, Birkas HaTorah. Gemara and Brachas, in the third parak, Daf Chaf Alf, Pasuk in the Chumash, there you go. We should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the gift of Talmud Torah. Ramban says we should have counted it. It's Taka Akasha. Taka Akasha. How come Ramban didn't count it? So the answer to that may lie, not surprisingly, in trying to dig deeper to understand how Birkas HaTorah works. Before we even dig deeper, I'll lay out one sort of programmatic piece, which is that something we know about the Rambam's style of learning is unlike Rabbeinu Tam and the Balei HaTosfos who followed, and later Chachmei Sfarad, Ramban, Rashba, and so forth, who were very mushba by Balei HaTosfos, who accept Rabbeinu Tam's fundamental chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam has thousands of chiddushim in Sugis all over Shas. His fundamental methodological chiddush was to consistently do to Shas what Shas does to the Tanan, which is to assume that different Gemaras in different places are probably consistent with one another, and to try to work out the yeshuv of a steering Gemaras. Rabbeinu Tam's default approach is mistama, there's some way to miyashiv a chiluk. Let's talk about this, let's talk about that. We'll have some dialectic teretz to miyashiv two sukkahs. Everyone's in a long while, Rabbeinu Tam v'siyasu will say machlok v'sukkahs. But that's a rarity. Whereas the Rishonim who preceded him, Rashi most probably, and the Rambam, and maybe the Baal Amar, and several others, we're very comfortable assuming if it's during two Gemaras, unless it's the same name, unless both of them are named it's the same name, it's entirely possible it's Machlok Zasugis. The Machlok Zasugis, fine. Often in the same Sugya, Beferish Machlok is that. Shas is full of Machlok. Even if you have a stomach to Gemara over here, a stomach over there, so maybe it's Machlok Zasugis. So then we'll learn both Sugyas. Well, Rashi will give shot in both Sugyas, each Sugya, but you want to know Halacha L'maisa, figure out which one we're passing like, just like any other machlokas. And the Rambam, Mishnah Torah, by design, chose to only quote the lines which are halacha l'maisa, so that means he will often delete sugyas entirely. They won't appear in the Mishnah Torah because we don't passing like them. Just like if the Gemara has a machlokas b'shayim v'sila, machlokas abay and rava, Rambam only will quote one shita, he'll quote the one we passing. It doesn't, even more so than the riff, he won't even mention the other shita. So when if the Rambam saw something as machlokas sugyas, that sugya, which is we don't accept the halacha, will just not appear whatsoever. Consistent with the Rambam's approach to Mishnah Torah. So when you see something like this, where there's a Gemara that just seems to have disappeared into a black hole in the Rambam, so one wonders right away, could it be it's machlok to sugyas? The question is, where's the other sugya? So let's put that aside. We'll table this for now. Our first mystery in the world of Birkas HaTorah is the Rambam seems to have totally ignored Brachas Tav Chaf Aleph. Let's turn to Shulchan Aruch. Let's turn to Shulchan Aruch. Siman Mem Zayin Arachayim is the address for the halachas of Birkas HaTorah.
Is it then therefore more likely to say that maybe wrong?
It could be. So,
if the Rambam, we find it highly unlikely the Rambam would completely ignore the Gemara, then maybe he feels Rav Yochanan is arguing. On Rav Yehuda, and feels it's not a Minotaurah, but it's only a sort of a Talmud Chomer kind of thing, and maybe
Yeah, the Hemshad, could it be that he read the Hemshad Gemara that way?
And maybe he feels that there's a machlokas, a maram about whether it's really a doraisa or not.
Maybe. what Eric is mentioning is that the Gemara in Chaf Aleph goes on to quote Yochanan, who said, well, maybe we can make a kal v'chomer to expand. That if food has a bracha daraisa afterwards, because again, Birkas HaMazon Daraisa is afterwards. Birkas HaTorah is beforehand. So Yochanan explores, can I make a kal v'chomer? Well, if food has a bracha afterwards, then Birkas Torah should all certainly have a bracha afterwards. If Torah has a bracha before, then maybe food should certainly have a bracha before. So could it be that the Rambam somehow read that Gemara as Rav Yochanan rejecting Rav? Maybe, although the kal v'chomer seems to be building off it. Now that we know these two daraisa the brachas can be expanded.
It's weird that then the Gemara ends as a tiyuf. It's a weird tiyuf at this point. It's not really it's just, so you can't prove it either way. So
Rav Yochanan thought that Torah and Mazon have brachas daraisa both lefana and lacharei.
Okay.
The Gemara rejects this. Says, no. Let's go back to Rav. Min haTorah, there's only bracha after food, and there's only bracha before Talmud Torah. Could it be the Rav read it differently? Maybe. Possibility. Let's take a look.
I thought the pasuk might have bothered the Rambam. If you look at the pasuk for brachas hamazon, it's very clear. Chalta of the bracha, that's a commandment, right? That's tzivui. Shema Hashem, it sounds like it could be like a benasmachta.
Okay. So Nathan is saying the drasha doesn't necessarily sound quite the same. Chalta zvat of the bracha is very direct. Kishem Hashem Ekra is much more poetic. It is in Hazinu. Hazinu is poetry. Again, if it's poetic, it says that's not negative, but it does mean that it's less clear what we're referring to. What does it mean to be Kori B'Shem Hashem? Now, to say it's an asmachta, though, is difficult, because the Gemara said, Minayin min haTorah. So that language is that's where I had the Sugi V'Inuyim, right? So Hashem point out, Minayin usually indicates we're looking for a real drasha. It's certain to say min haTorah. Min haTorah means there's a real din d'oraisa. As a matter of fact, min haTorah usually means, as Rambam would put it, Torah Shemachsara, Torah Shal Peh. It's not even a drasha, this is just reading the pasuk. So we're going to have to figure out, is there some weakness in the drasha? Looking at Chaf Aleph alone, it sounds like the Gemara is presenting as a drasha Gemura d'oraisa, but you are making an important point. Well, let's keep an open mind. But let's turn for now to some of the dinim of Birkas HaTorah. Some of the dinim of Birkas HaTorah. And particularly, there are two se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch that are attacked vigorously by the Vilna Gaon. One of them is Sif Dalet, the other one is Sif Yud Dalet. Sif Dalet. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Gimel, Shulchan Aruch talks about writing Torah, Hakosiv B'Divrei Torah Fishin Okori Tzarech Levarech, that you have to, you make a bracha regardless of whether you're speaking the words of Torah, or whether you're writing the words of Torah. Okay. However, in Sif Dalet, HaMaharer B'Divrei Torah Eino Tzarech Levarech. If you're merely thinking and learning, you're neither, this I think we spoke about in Shul a couple weeks ago, I'm neither speaking nor writing, I'm not expressing in any way, I'm just thinking in my head, then there's no need for a Birkas HaTorah. There's no need for a Birkas HaTorah. How come? But how come? So the Ramah doesn't explain why. Ramah, though, gives another example. He says, push it a step further. Even to speak, but just to say a psak. Someone asks a posuk or a shayel, a posuk hasn't yet made Birkas HaTorah. So to start explaining, yeah, it's mutter because X, Y, Z, it's usher because of ABC, that's a problem, got to make a Birkas HaTorah first. But just to say usher, mutter, yes, no, I'm thinking obviously the psak is based, one hopes, on thinking and learning. But that's going on in the posuk's head. That's Mahar B'Divrei. So just to say, give a one-word answer, that's not called speaking and learning. All the analysis is purely cognitive. It's here that does not require Birkas HaTorah. So this is a position clearly of both the Mechaber and the Ramah. What's the rationale? So you take a look in the beginning of Sif Dalet, the Beis, the unadorned bays, without any parentheses or anything else, that sends you to the right side, to the Magen Avraham. We've been learning most of the year there, with the Taz and the Shach, but here in Aruch Chaim, you have the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, in the Tosfos position, says, Sivkat Beis, how come there's no Chiyuv Bracha and Hiru B'Divrei Torah? The Hiru Lav Kedibur Dami. The Sugi in the third parak of Maseches Brachas, Gemara talks about, if you assume that a Balkari is forbidden to speak, to die, he's allowed to daven, he's allowed to learn. So let's say he can't. Can he think in learning? Can he think about a bracha? So the Gemara has that discussion with the hearer kedibur, hearer lav kedibur. Or can I be yotzei a bracha by thinking it without saying it? It's a different potential angle here. Hearer kedibur, hearer lav kedibur. think the bracha, I won't say it. So we paskin the yir lav kedibur dami, that we do not equate thinking with speech. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, if I'm a har b'divrei Torah, I don't need a bracha. It's not the same as speaking. The other, so that's one psak of the Shulchan Aruch. That he the hearer of Torah does not require bracha. That's a cool limitation. We'll come to the Vilna Gaon. Actually, let's take a look at the Vilna Gaon right now. Then we'll look at a second psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Be'er Agra on the bottom, the very first Be'er Agra on Siman Mem Zayin. Here you see Siv Dalad Hamahara. So first it gives the basis. The Kaim Alon Lav Kedibur Dami. We paskin here lav kedibur dami. He tells where does it come from? Kamosh shekaz atosis chafam abeis. The amud before we were looking at chafam alf. The previous amud chafam abeis. Dira maskel tada. It tells you to look at Masechah Shabbos as well. Okay. However, a couple of lines down. Two lines down, after giving all the mar mekaymus. For here, lav kedibur dami. It is kedibur, not kedibur. He gets all involved in the sugya, the Jews in America, and so on and so forth. But then he says, and the second wide line, two lines down, is in the middle of the line. Avol kaf zayin, avol kol zeh tzarichin. He says, I gave you all the maror mekaymus for whether here kedibur dami, here lav kedibur dami. Good, here lav kedibur. You can assume here lav kedibur dami. He says, but this all seems irrelevant. To kama baruch ala mitzvah. You're making a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Let's say here, alav kedibur dami. Naniach shekein. Argue, let's accept, first of all, argument that we do not equate here the kedibur. But who cares? Why is it relevant here? You're making a bracha. The bracha is on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. V'chilek mitzvah behirur. No, naniach, that's not kedibur dami. Who cares? But why can't? I understand. Here, alav kedibur dami, so maybe I cannot be mekayim kriyashma behirur, because kriyashma is really a verbal mitzvah. So if you don't equate here with dibur, so thinking about kriyashma is not kriyas shema, it's just hirur b'shma. So let's say here, alav kedibur dami. That means thinking and learning is not the same as speaking and learning. But who cares? It's a difference. It's a distinction without a difference. The mitzvah behirur also. Halo nemar v'agisabo. He says, what's the pasuk in Yehoshua? In the first paragraph of Yeshua, he just laid the haftarah for Shemini for Simchas Torah. The second paragraph. Remember? Beginning of the Sefer Yeshua. V'agisabo yom v'layla. That's how Yeshua was told you have to be hoge in Torah at day and at night. And what does hoge mean? What does that verb mean? Ritzoronor believes. Vilgo says, I'll prove to you that lahagos means to think, not to speak. Kamosha kasuv vehegyon libi. We say that pasuk several times a day. Vehegyon libi lufanecha. So clearly, higayon in medieval and modern Hebrew, higayon is logic. But in biblical Hebrew, whether or not it's a reference to logic specifically, it's really a reference to thinking. Hegyon libi. So the Gra says that means that when Yeshua is told Vagis v'yom v'layla, it means to think about Torah. Often we do articulate, whether verbally or in writing, what the Torah that we're thinking about. But fundamentally, the mitzvah is to think. And he says, the kolosh kain lifts up din. Well, the more so, the paskin of shayla. So the Gra says, I don't understand. Why does it matter? Tenach the hirlav kedibur dami, but how does that lead? How does that yield being parted from the bracha? So it's not kedibur, but still the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Let me ask you a question. You tovil kalim. Do you have to make a bracha? Yes. Why? I tevilas lav kedibur dami. Yeah, but who cares? I'm not making bracha. We're talking. Make a bracha and tevilas kalim. The mitzvah of tevilas kalim. I don't have to talk. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mitzvah is higayon b'Torah. I don't have to talk. I'm the kind of person after talking. So the gross is, I don't understand. That's problem number one. Problem number two is 10 sifim later. Sif Yud Dalid, Shulchan Aruch says, Nashim Evarchas Birkas HaTorah. If a woman's going to choose to learn Torah, she's obligated to say a Birkas HaTorah before she learns. What's the source? So the little letter Kuf, right at the beginning of Sif Yudalit sends you to the Be'er Agola, the top outside corner. Be'er Agola, I believe, was a great grandfather of the Vilna Gaon. He always gives very, very brief, terse sources for the Shulchan Aruch. He tells you, it's a Sefer HaAgur. Sefer HaAgur is one of the late Chachmei Ashkenaz, not long before the Shulchan Aruch, lived in the 1400s. One of the Ashkenazi Kitzuri Halacha. So Sefer HaAgur is fascinating, not for now. He's one of the unique features of Sefer HaAgur, unlike just about any other Sefer that we've shown him, is that after he goes, gives you what you expect, Kitzur Halacha, Veres Eres Halacha, he has a Sefer Hachidos. He has a series of halachic riddles. I believe upwards of 30. The first one is the most famous. The first one, and the first one gets quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the first one is, how do you have a scenario where you have two boys and Reuven is younger than Shimon, yet Reuven has bar mitzvah before Shimon? That's the famous, Shana Muberes case. Okay, that's the first chida, I believe, in the chidos of the Sefer HaAgur. But the majority of the Sefer HaAgur is not the riddles, the majority is the standard, kitzur halach. So the HaAgur is quotes this din, that if a woman is going to choose to learn Torah, she should be sure to say a Birkas HaTorah beforehand. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch quotes it. The Gra is very, very unhappy. Interestingly, not with the HaAgur, but only with the Shulchan Aruch. Only with the Shulchan Aruch. How is that possible? Take a look at the Vilna Gaon. The bottom is Sif Yudalit. Nashim. This is up. It's based on the HaAgur. Number one, he says, should women be learning? Should women not be learning? But then he says, look, women are not obligated to learn Torah on a daily basis. So how do you say that she's mechuyavas? She's not mechuyavas to learn. Because Elah ha'ikra pi mashakas v'tosus v'shar poskim. Did nashim mevarchus al kol mitzvah sasei shazman grama. He says the position of the Bali Atosus is that when a woman volunteers a mitzvah in which she's not mechuyavas, a woman volunteers to shake lulav, a woman volunteers to listen to shofar, a woman volunteers to eat in sukkah. So she wasn't mechuyavas to do that mitzvah, but if she chooses to do it, Bali Atosus of the opinion, Rabbi Tam and the other Bali Atosus and the Rama, that she should then say a bracha. And he says, "Come on, shook us after the el simin yud zayim." Spoke about it earlier. Hilchot tzitzis. Okay. The problem. I think it cut off. I believe the Vilna Gaon continues the next page. The problem is the Shulchan Aruch. The problem is the Gra goes on to say, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin that way. If you look in Hilchas Shofar, for instance, there's the Machlokas Mechab Ramah, which is really Machlokas Rambam and Bali Atosus. The Ramah, as you expect, follows the position of the Ashkenaz and the Bali Atosus, that if a woman chooses to volunteer a mitzvah, she should say a bracha. I would say vitzivanu. How can you say vitzivanu? A woman is not commanded, obligated to shake a lulav to eat in sukkah. Yes, so the Bali Atosus assume that means that Kalal Yisrael are mitzvah. Even if this particular member of Kalal Yisrael is not mitzvah, but overall Kalal Yisrael is mitzvah. But Rambam assumes that no. That if you're volunteering a mitzvah which you're not mechuyav, you cannot say a birkas hamitzvah. You can do the mitzvah. And a mitzvah v'yosa, we can't say a bracha, because vitzivanu means that I'm personally a mitzvah, and that's not true. A woman is not commanded to eat in sukkah. A woman is not commanded to sleep in sukkah. A woman is not commanded to shake lulav. She wants to volunteer, she'll get salak and mitzvah v'yosa. She can't say vitzivanu. So the problem is, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shofar says, not surprisingly, he passes like the Rambam, that women who volunteer mitzvahs don't make a birkas mitzvah.
Maybe the
Rambam doesn't view Birkas Torah as a Birkas
Mitzvah.
Gevaldik.
The texture is a different. If the texture of the
bracha
is much different than
normal. Gevaldik. So the only piece in the Brisker Rav Sefer, the Chibra, Chidush Shemayim Rezalevi, arranged it officially of Seder Rambam, he has one piece in the Hilchos Brachas. And he begins by talking about a somewhat parallel machlokes about brachas on minhagim. Do you ever make a bracha on a minhag? It's also Machlokas Rambam Tosus. And then later on, he quotes his father, Reb Chaim, addressed this double Machlokas Mechaber and Gra, and suggested what you're saying as a yishuv to both kashas. He says clearly both Vilna Gaons are working on the same assumption, that both kashas are built on the premise that the bracha is on the mitzvah. So that's right, bracha is on the mitzvah. So then there should be machokas machaber ama whether women say birkas haTorah or not, and it's not. Machaber is on the wrong side. The Augur, as I said before, the Augur is now Ashkenazi, so it's not surprising that not difficult. The Augur said women say birkas haTorah, but the Gra said, how come the Rambam quoted how about the Shulchan Aruch quoted him? So he says, yeah, it's because the Gra said women say birkas haMitzvah. And he says the previous Gra also Siv Dalit. Here allow Kedibur Dami. Well, who cares? It's still a mitzvah. Even Behirur, yes, if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, then that's a valid kasha. So Biskarov quotes his father, Reb Chaim, that while the Gra understood that Birkas Torah is a Birkas HaMitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch understood it's a bracha on the Chefza Shel Torah. The question is, what does that mean exactly? Well, not a Birkas HaMitzvah, not a bracha on the mitzvah, it's a bracha on the Torah itself. What does that mean? What does that mean? So on the one hand, the other hand. Already thinking about the Rambam, by the way, already has these categories. The beginning, very beginning of those was bracha. There's Birkas Shachar V'Hodah, there's Birkas Hanenah, Birkas HaMitzvah. Now, it is true that on the one hand, the bracha begins Kidshav Tosa V'Tzivanu, which usually is Birkas HaMitzvah. On the other hand, you say there's a lot more texture. Also, you start talking about the Harivna, Asher Bachar Banu, Nastan Lanu. So it's similar to there are other cases also where there are brachas that begin with Asher Kishan Sosa Vitzivano but then seem to go in an interesting direction. Famously, Birkas Eirusin. Birkas Eirusin, it's Asher Kishan Sosa Vitzivano HaRayos. Would you ever Birkas HaMitzvah on Isser? And Aslan Sarusa, Hitler San Suas, a lot going on there. So there, actually, the Rambam holds it is a Birkas HaMitzvah, the Rush holds that it's not. And that aligns the fact that the Rambam sees getting married as a mitzvah per se. The Rush doesn't think that getting married is in of itself a mitzvah. It's halachically desirable for a whole lot of reasons, but the act of marriage is not in of itself a mitzvah. So the Rush says, clearly it's not a birkas mitzvah, and that's supported by the fact that the bracha that is not a typical birkas mitzvah. Okay, so here also the same red flags are raised. It sounds sort of like a birkas mitzvah, but it gets very, very, very dramatic afterwards. So the Reb Chaim suggests, well, the Gra understood the Birkas HaMitzvah, and the Mechaber thought, no, it's on the Chafz HaMitzvah. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So the truth is, what that means may have to do with the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph, which in the Shulchan Aruch just appears very simply, Siv Beis in the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Mem Dayin, Tzarech Levarach Bein LeMikra Bein LeMishnah Bein LeGemara. Right? You have to make brachas in all parts of learning. Tanakh, Mishnah, is Gemara. And Ramah adds Medrash. Where does this come from? So it's really the fourth of four opinions on Yud, Aleph, Amud, Beis. Amar Rav Huna, Lamikra Tzarech Levarach, Lamedrash Ein Tzarech Levarach. Rav Huna says, only Tanakh requires a Brach. Rav Leza says, Lamikra Ula Medrash Tzarech Levarach. But Lamishnah not. So Rav Huna says, only Mikra, only Tanakh requires a Bracha. Rav Leza says, Tanakh and Medrash. Rabbi Yochanan says Tanakh, Medrash, and Mishnah, but not Gemara. And then finally, Rava says Af LeTalmud, Tzarech Levarach. So you have four opinions in concentric circles. Just Mikra, Mikra and Medrash, Mikra, Medrash, and Mishnah, or Rava, Mikra, Medrash, Mishnah, and Gemara. What's the issue? So Rashi explains, here you Yudalf and Beis. He says, well, Medrash is Karav LeMikra. That doesn't make sure. Medrash is Torah Shabbat Peh organized, unlike Mishnayos, which is Torah Shabbat Peh organized Al Seder topics. Medrash is Torah Shabbat Peh organized Al Seder Apsukim. So it's close to Mikra. Rav Huna says, you only make a Birkas Torah and Tanakh. And then Rav Elazar says, well, Medrash is Tanakh-ish. And then Rav Yochanan says, even Mishnayos, And then Rava says, even Gemara. Why? All of a sudden, we're no longer saying anything about Mishnah. Now, if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah in the back, Rabbeinu Yonah says, yeah, Even Gemara quotes Pesukim, and even Gemara ultimately, it's the wealth of Torah Shabbat ultimately rooted in large part on the analysis of Pesukim. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. You look at Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, "Af the Gemara Tzara Levarach Shahu Iker HaTorah Shemimenu Horo Yotza." The Rava is based on the assumption that Gemara is the root of learning, because Halacha Lamasa is rooted in Gemara, and the highest level of learning is the Sukkah Shmaita Leib with the Hilchasa Horah, and Horah is rooted in Gemara. So that's the Iker HaTorah. Now, what's interesting, Rav Zsolti points out, is that Rashi is presenting Rava as disagreeing fundamentally with their earlier opinions. Earlier opinions were looking at Tanakh or Tanakh plus, but Rava, according to Rashi, is saying, no, it's no longer about Tanakh. Torah. And Gemara is central to Torah. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah understood that even Rava is still working, it's all detail machlokas. How broadly do you define Tanakh? Is it just Tanakh proper or even something close to Tanakh? Interesting. Now you look at the Rambam says, you have to make a break on Torah, both on Torah, Bein B'Torah Shebichsav, Bein B'Torah Shebapeh. So it sounds, ach, shkayach. How are you called Samen?
We have a time dressing too, if you'd like.
That's probably an Ochel. Chayatim says. Chaim Vivalajan points out that schnapps, the Taz says that, you know, I think it's the Taz one who says that the bracha, well, the difference between ochel and mashke is that the shear for bracha achrona, shear for bracha achrona, mashke is revis, shear for bracha achrona ochel is a kezayis. So I believe it's the Taz who says that you make a bar nefashos on a kezayis of schnapps. So that's what's led some to believe that when you make kiddush on schnapps, you don't need a revis, because the shear. Of course, I think Chaim Vivalajan pointed out the reason why the shear is revius is kazayis rather than revius is because we don't see schnapps as a schnapps is not a beverage; it's a liquid, but it's a liquid food. It's not something that you drink because you're thirsty. Hopefully, it's like salad dressing, which is pashto, it's an ochel, not a mashka. It's like that's the Gemara talks about. The rotev is actually in the last parak of Yuma. The rotev on the vegetables that's considered to be pashto, considered to be an ochel. Yeah, so but these look like beverages. Non-alcoholic beverages to boot. How about that? It's coming back.
Rava says
after. Oh, right. So it's interesting. So Rava says after Talmud Tzarech Levarach, which so the simple reading is that Gemara is the biggest chiddush, and that accords well with Rabbeinu Yonah. Rashi does have the gear sa'afla Gemara, but it sounds like it is practically is. You said only that. I said, no. Also Gemara. But the logic is fundamentally different. The Rambam got rid of the Af. He says, Bein Torah Shevchsav, Bein Torah Shevapeh. That also sounds very much like the Rashi. That the Shita of Rava has nothing to do with Tanakh. Now, it's in the Rav Zsolti in Mishnas Yavetz and Aruch Chaim, and one of the Shiurim he gave the Shavuos time was about Birkas HaTorah. So he points out it's an interesting machlokas. Number one, according to the Rambam and Rashi, there's a fundamental machlokas between Rav and the other Amoraim, whether Birkas HaTorah is basically about Torah Shebichsav or about Torah. And put differently, machlokas Rishonim LaHalacha. We pass on like Rava, machlokas Rishonim LaHalacha, I understand Rava. Bein Yonah says even Rava is basically saying it's about Tanakh. Whereas the Rambam and Rashi say, no, it's about Torah. It's about Torah. It's about Torah. So what's this all about? So let me change a little bit. Rav Zsolti makes it very complicated. It could be a way to streamline a little bit. The Ramban, what's the machlokas here? What's the significance of this machlokas? We're showing him how to read Rav on Daf Yud Aleph, whether Birkas HaTorah is about Tanakh or about Torah. Now, if I would have asked you, without looking at the sugya, do you have to say Birkas HaTorah on Torah Shavuot? What would you have said? Stop me, yes. Yeah. Why? Well, because that's what we do. But also, because Torah. Right? Well, what does that sound like? Sounds like a Gra, right? The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not limited to Torah Shavuot. Torah Shavuot also. Torah. The truth is, even according to Rashi and Rambam, the majority of the Amoraim did think that it's Birkas HaTorah is about Torah Shiluch Tzav. It's surprising. I mean, Yon understood, even Lahalach, even Rabbah, even all the Amoraim agreed that it's basically about Torah Shiluch Tzav. Just even Gemara is related to Torah Shiluch Tzav. What does this mean? What's the svar with them?
But it's Torah
Shiluch
Tzav. It's here.
Yeah.
According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's a
hero. Well, I could speak Torah Shavuot.
But unless you're sitting in Pasuk, if you're just Pasukin according to the Mogen Avraham, then you're not really doing...
Correct, okay. But if I speak Torah, Ben Torah Shavuot, Ben Torah Shavuot. So what's it all about? So what's this notion of focusing specifically Torah Shavuot? What's the notion of focusing, coming back to what you're just saying, the approach of Shulchan Aruch focusing specifically on speech? So it could be that what Reb Chaim was driving at is that you're not making a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you're making a bracha on the encounter with Torah, or the encounter with Rabbeinu Shalom through Talmud Torah. And this is the thing we talked about at Shul a couple weeks ago. It's like more like a birkas shachar of a hodah, just like you encounter the Kadosh Baruch Hu's majesty in the physical bria, you say, oh, some asa gracious. You encounter Kadosh Baruch Hu's majesty in the spiritual bria, which is how some understand, according to the Rosh, that Birkas Erusin, it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. He doesn't think gay marriage itself is a mitzvah. It's a good idea. It's a Pechshir mitzvah, perhaps, in many ways. It's certainly advisable in the majority of situations. But it's not per se, in and of itself, a mitzvah. So then what are you making a bracha on? So the answer probably is, according to Rashi, the Birkas HaAvodah. What type of Birkas HaAvodah? Not the Chassan's Bracha. Everyone, if you're present at the moment of a Jewish wedding, say, ah, look at the gift Rav Hashem gave us. He gave us the opportunity to take something that we share with all of humanity, with the entire animal kingdom, and elevate it. Do it in an elevated way. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us... That's so inspiring, so beautiful. That spiritual creation of Kadosh Baruch Hu calls for a Birkas HaAvodah, the Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, in the literal sense. That Baruch Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chance to access Kiddusha through these mitzvahs. So that's another way of thinking about Birkas Torah also. It's not a Birkas HaMitzvah on fulfilling the Chiv of Talmud Torah. It's a bracha of wonder. It's this gift of learning. As a matter of fact, that's how Ramban talks about. Ramban talks about in Mitzvah Tezvav, the mitzvah, he counts a mitzvah of Birkas Torah, he talks about it as a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. And the gift of Talmud HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift of Torah, through which Behem Ninchal Chayel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu had to figure out what to do and then do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift of telling us, Kindalach, it's hard to keep the halacha, but at least here's what you need to do. It's not always going to be easy, but at least HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift of the roadmap, the guide map. Here's what you need to do. So that's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. The Ramban is talking about a mitzvah. The Ramban talks about the gift of Torah. So that seems to align with the Shulchan Aruch. That it's a Birkas Shavuot HaHodah. Birkas Shavuot HaHodah, the encounter with the divine rendezvous through Talmud Torah, the Ber Bracha and the Cheftza Shel Torah. So then already you can begin to understand, number one, that the Gra's Kashas fall away. Let's begin with the second one. Nashim Mevarchas Birkas HaTorah. Say, the Gra said, I don't know, said Shulchan Aruch L'shitaso should not have had Birkas HaTorah because the women are there in Mitzvah V'yosa. The answer is, yeah, but no one's Mitzvah V'yosa to listen to the thunder or to see the lightning. It's not a Birkas HaTorah, it's Birkas HaVodah. If you're there, if you see it, you're taken by, you say, you respond with a bracha. It's here too. Kishem Hashem Ekrov v'god Elokeinu. The beauty and the gift of Talmud Torah, whether I'm a chuyiv or not, if I'm encountered, if I'm engaging, man or woman, say Birkas HaTorah. And, on the other hand, it might be limited. It could be that the encounter is much more palpable when there's something active about it. I'm writing, I'm speaking, I'm expressing it somehow. So Shulchan Aruch was of the opinion that if it's mere hirhur, yes, I'm a kaima mitzvah of Talmud Torah, But unlike for the Gra, for the Shulchan Aruch, that's not what it's all. That's not what the bracha is on. The bracha is on the encounter. So the encounter is reduced when I'm not active. And we begin to understand the opinion of many Amorim and the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, even LaHalacha, that it's really about Torah Shebichsav. That's, you know, I think I mentioned in the past, the Rambam, I think we've seen in the past maybe even. Now, the Rambam, in his Pirush HaMishnah, he maybe quotes the Pasuk, Kalalach, Amar Hashem. Hashem said, Ashriyas Tishmetena Unatashta. Chumash is the literal word of HaKadosh Baruch. So the most direct encounter you can have with Dvar Hashem is Mamish, learning Chumash, learning Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is also an encounter with Dvar Hashem, but it's at its most direct, it's at its most palpable and visceral, we learn Torah Shebichsav. So that's why Rav Huna said, you only make the bracha when you're Mamish. It's not exactly analogous, but just like you only make the Pasha, only make the bracha when you actually see the bolt, not just when you see the light in the sky. You only make the bracha when you actually learn Torah Shebichsav. And then the other Amram said, well, even the Medrash is also an encounter with Torah Shebichsav. And according to Benyona, even Gemara, because it's also an encounter with Dvar Hashem, because this is an interpretation of Torah Shebichsav. Whereas the Rama Rashi said, no. That's what the other Amram held. But Rava said, no, it's not about that. It's about learning Torah. Learning Torah. Bein Torah Shebichsav, Bein Torah Shebichsav. This is Torah. Now, that's interesting. I mean, the Ramban is of the opinion, like their Shulchan Aruch, that the bracha is a bracha on the Chafetz, Birkas Shachar V'Hodah. And that's Rabbeinu Yonah. Rashi and the Rambam seem to have thought maybe some Amram held that way, but not Rava. No, it's on Torah. Birkas HaTorah. Mitzvah. The Limud HaTorah. So Rav Zsolti suggests, here you go. The Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu, to understand the pasuk as Birkas HaTorah is that Kishem Hashem Ekra. I mean, it's such an interesting way of describing Talmud Torah, as you said before, poetic, focusing on that, as Ramban himself writes in the Hakadamah, now we're at the beginning of Chumash, and the Ramban in the Hakadamah to the Pirush al Torah before it begins Bereishis, he talks about that Torah in a deeper level is Shmosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu in your Shem Hashem Ekran, being Kori B'Shem Hashem when I learned Torah, encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It fits beautifully with the Rei Ramban and the Shulchan Aruch and Rabbeinu Yonah present. It's a bracha in the Cheftah Shal Torah. And that's a bracha d'oraisa. If that's how you understand Kishem Hashem Ekra, where do you find other gemaras that might, we're happy at machlokes asugis? So there are two. The second one is one that we just looked at. The first one is the gemara at the beginning of the seventh parak of brachas, at the beginning of Shlosh Hashachlu, where the gemara sources a different din in Kishem Hashem Ekra. Zimun, where does Zimun come from? Kishem Hashem Ekra Avogolokeinu. I am going to be called Hashem Hashem, and Havu, plural, you too will respond. And that becomes the model for Zimun. So it's conceivable that that's a machlokas. Which din do you learn from Kishem Hashem Ekra? Birkas HaTorah or Zimun? And where else do you find a different model for Birkas HaTorah? The answer is Daf Yud Aleph. Because according to the Rambam and Rashi, Rava is disputing the other earlier Amarav on this point. Is it basically a bracha on only Tanakh or Tanakh plus? Is it a bracha on the Chafetz Shel Torah, the encounter, the Kishem Hashem Ekra, or no? According to Rashi, the Rambam, Rava says, no, that reject the whole paradigm. It's Gemara. That Gemara is Iker, the Iker of Torah. Bein Torah Shebichsav, Bein Torah Shebichsav. It's not about the encounter. It's not about the Chafetz Torah. It's the bracha on the mitzvah. That's what Rav Zsolti seems to suggest. That's the machlokes on Daf Yud Aleph, according to Rambam and Rashi, unlike against Rabbi Yonah, that Rava disagreeing fundamentally with the first three Amorim. The machlokes is it a bracha on the Chafetz Shel Torah and therefore basically about Torah Shebichsav, or is it a bracha on the mitzvah of Torah and therefore Gemara is at least as much, if not more, a part of Birkas HaTorah as studying Tanakh. That's the Iker of learning. Hora comes from Gemara. Oh, So then the Rambam and the Ramban are beautifully lishitasan. The Ramban said, Dav chafalim, din daraisa, kishem hashem ekra v'gol elokeinu. And the Ramban formulated the mitzvah as hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the gift of Talmud Torah. But the Rambam didn't understand it that way. The Rambam understood that the pasuk is like Rava and understood that Rava is disagreeing fundamentally with that. So he would say, yeah, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav was presenting Berakas HaTorah as on the Chafetz HaTorah Kishem Hashem Ekra. And that's consistent with their contemporaries, Rav Huna and Rav Elazar, contemporaries of Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yochanan, who was a contemporary Rav, and indeed, as you said before, tried to build Kal Vachomers off of Rav. But Rav, several generations later, is rejecting this fundamentally. The Rambam passes like Rava, and perhaps for that reason, held that Machlok Zasugis, the Rav Yehuda of Rava Dav Chaf Aleph, is aligned with the earlier Shitos on Dav Yudal, but we don't paskin like them. For Rashi and the Rambam, that Rav is disagreeing fundamentally, so it's no longer, well, Kishem Hashem Ekra, that's a makar for a different. Kishem Hashem Ekra, that's a makar for Zimun. Birkas HaTorah is in the Rabbanan, like almost any other brach, all the other brachas, with the exception of Birkas HaMazon. Rav Yehuda and Rav held there are two brachas daraisa. But Rav held, no, there's only one bracha daraisa. Birkas HaMazon, I agree, that's daraisa. And there's no other way, as you said, no other way to understand V'chaltav is not the rafta. We could pilpul about which food. Is it only lechem, which appears right before, or is it all the shivas amin, which appear a couple pesukim before? But no one's going to deny V'chaltav is not the rafta means the bracha following eating something. But Kishem Hashem Ekra, that's the machlokes. And we see who holds what. Kishem Hashem Ekra would if you understand that it's on a Daraisa level, reference to learning, then it will yield a Birkas Shevach Vahoda Min HaTorah. But if you don't, so then what you end up with is a Birkas HaMitzvah Midrabanan. And that's what the Rambam seems to understand. And that's the way the Gra seems to have understood. It's a regular Pirkei HaMitzvah. It's a more elaborate Pirkei HaMitzvah. Indeed, you don't just say Lasok B'Divrei Torah. And even, by the way, Lasok B'Divrei Torah is fascinating because it's not Al Divrei Torah or Lilmo Torah. Lasok is already a richer term. And sort of the Vaharavna, okay. It should be noted that the Rambam seems to, there's my big machlokas whether it's two brachas or three brachas. The Rambam seems to understand there are three brachas. Now the Vaharavna is a separate bracha. So that first bracha is a Birkas HaMitzvah. And then Chazal added other brachas afterwards. But the bracha is a Birkas HaMitzvah. At its core, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. That seems to be the machlokas HaRishonim. Let me add one final lakuda. With this, we close. The Stipler, when Stipler talks about it in the Kilos Yaakov, see, he has a different twist. Rather than thinking about it as, is it a Birkas HaMitzvah or is it a Birkas HaHodah, he talks about it, is it a Birkas HaMitzvah or is it a Birkas HaNehenin? He suggests that the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yonah Shulchan Aruch approach, the Chefz Shal Mitzvah, as Rav Chaim puts it, it's a Birkas HaNehenin, the joy of learning. So I was, whereas the way we're lining up Rashi and the Rambam, and the Vilna goes, hey, no, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas HaNehenin. So I was thinking that although, on the level of halacha, I'll be pashtus, it's either or. Although there are some who suggest, look, maybe the first bracha is a Birkas HaMitzvah, then the later brachas are. How you understand the first bracha sounds like it's either or. L'chora, it's a zero sum game here. Either it's a Birkas HaNehenin or it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. But both of those are true. Whether the bracha is a Birkas HaNehenin or Birkas HaMitzvah, the sugya captures the fact that Torah is both. Torah is a mitzvah and it is a chefza. Torah is a chiyuv, and it's also an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is a chiyuv, and it's also something of intense pleasure. And that's, I think part of what emerges from the sugya is that appreciation of the fact that there are multiple dimensions to Talmud Torah, such that there's a lot of room for potentially Amoraim and Rishonim to debate which aspect is Birkas Torah primarily addressing. Is it addressing the chiyuv of learning, or is it addressing the gift of learning, the pleasure of learning? And I think, I'll leave you with a Gemara that I think I may have shared with some of you in the past. I think Rabbi Lipson gave this understanding, others give this understanding, that when the Gemara in Tanis points out that Yishayahu Anavi, how called Samuel Luchul Amayim, but this is actual Mayim, carbonated Mayim, but the Gemara understands that clear in context, Yishayahu was not actually advertising Poland Spring, Yishayahu was advertising Torah. Dvar Hashem is Nimshal Lamayim, and then Yishayahu goes on to talk about Yayin and Chalav. And the Gemara in Tanis highlights, Torah Nimshal L'Gimel Mashkin, water, milk, wine. So the question is, what's the significance of pointing that out? As though those somehow form a set. So Rav Aaron Lichtenstein and several other Acharonim suggest that the Gemara is presenting a whole picture. That on the one hand, Talmud Torah is like water and milk. On the other hand, Talmud Torah is like wine. The one hand, Talmud Torah is a necessity, like water for an adult, like milk for an infant. On the other hand, Torah is a great luxury, like fine wine. And Yishayahu is, all those three metaphors are meant to be taken together to present a whole picture of learning. One of the opening ideas in Ali Shur, Rav Volba points out that is counterintuitively, it's dangerous to learn only because you enjoy. It's wonderful to enjoy learning. Famous comment of the Avnei Nezer in the Hakdama to Sefer Anahim Lecha Shabbos Avital, where he says that enjoying learning is a part of Torah Lishma. It doesn't take away from Torah Lishma. Adraba, learning, the enjoyment of it is part and parcel. And as a friend of mine once pointed out, Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar and the Dharm seems to say this. This idea that the enjoyment of Talmud Torah is integral to the mitzvah, but at the same time, Rabba says, to build too much on your enjoyment risks the fact that we all know that our enjoyment oscillates. That's the nature of life. Sometimes you enjoy more, sometimes you enjoy less. Says, if you just build your learning on enjoyment, then you'll sometimes learn and sometimes you won't. Says, there needs to be that sense, like where Rekiva says to Papas, a Jew without Torah is like a fish without water. The basis has to be the mayim and the chalav. The basis has to be the mitzvah. There's a chiyuv to learn. This is what I need. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu expects of me. Kadosh Baruch Hu expects me to strive to be as great a Talmud Chacham as I can be, to learn day after day, and to, over time, the long term, to seek to become, dynamically grow from year to year, from decade to decade, to become as great a Talmud Chacham as I'm cut out to become. And that has to, the basis, the foundation has to be a sense of obligation. The business of Talmud Torah. And then, ideally, I layer on top of that the pleasure, the joy, the enjoyment, the hanah, the birkas hanenin, of ideally I should derive deep pleasure from my learning. But that can't be the foundational level. The foundational level has to be birkas hamitzvah. Has to be the gross birkas haTorah, so to speak. The Rama's birkas haTorah. That I'm a chayiv to learn, Kadosh Baruch Hu expects of me. Whether sometimes I feel it, sometimes I don't feel it, but I'm committed to what I need to do. And then Mimela, he points ironically, the greatest, the best way to maximize my enjoyment of learning is to commit to learning even when I don't enjoy it. Because with greater consistency, ultimately in the long run, I develop far greater joy as well. This is the Birkas HaTorah as a window into the business and pleasure of learning Torah. Mirtz Hashem, we should jump into Newsman with consistency, and then Mirtz Hashem with a lot of long-term enjoyment.